David Jerzak is the president of this fabulous hotel. Couldn't think of a better place to be doing what we do here and have done it here for years. And we're back here in the parlor and thrilled to be here. The operator of this historic Grand Hotel spent $20 million over the past 6 months alone to restore its original elegance and design. Yeah, I guess going back in time isn't cheap, is it?
It's not. You don't get as much for $20 million as you thought you did.
Well,
tell you that.
Not like they did 100 years ago. No, but
or 140.
140 years ago. But you do some great work. And, you know, you've done a lot of work here now. And the beauty of the work you've done is we walk in and we don't necessarily know you've done the work. Because you've completely stuck to the script.
Yeah, that's the whole point. I mean, when we talk about design or changes that we need to make, we have to understand that people have been coming here for decades and generations, and they have pictures in their photo albums. What we don't want to do is change the backdrop of the photo album photo. We don't want somebody to say, wow, that's not Grand Hotel anymore. So we just want to brighten it, liven it up, give it a little fresh paint to it, but keep the same core design and keep the same memory that people have.
20 rooms, 5 suites, all new fabric and wall coverings, all from the original Dorothy Draper and Company. And I introduced David Jerzak to the new Dorothy Draper, and she's coming up, Rachel Stewart from Gardner White, who is coming up shortly. But I know traditions run very strong here, and you guys have done an unbelievable job. You know, a lot of people were scared when a new company came in. But you've done nothing but make it better.
Well, thank you. And I tell people that they should have been a little frightened when change happens. But, you know, I think that we've shown that we're good stewards of this building. We have all the best interest of Grand Hotel and the people that love Grand Hotel top of mind, and we're doing all the right things.
I love the fact that people can now come online and buy Grand Hotel merch.
You'd be amazed how many people have Grand Hotel rooms, full rooms in their homes.
Right.
And they shop and they pick up things in the either the outlet store that's downtown.
Which is where I got the
that's a good looking
jacket that I'm wearing right now.
If you guys don't, if you can just imagine, Paul is in a Bellman's outfit, old school. The jacket's full on polyester, probably weighs about 8 pounds.
And is hot as hell.
Yes, there's no breathing in there.
No, there's no. My body is not breathing. But
so that's all.
Kim will put the picture on, yeah. or Mike will put. Somebody will put the picture online.
Yep.
God bless you for all the work you're doing.
Thank you.
And you've earned this distinction of being the place where we get everybody together from the state of Michigan at Grand Hotel. And we do our best to work out our problems. And here's praying we're able to do that because we have many problems.
We have some great people here this week.
We do.
Yep. It's pretty amazing. You know, to sit around, and I was talking to somebody earlier in another interview, that you have Republicans and Democrats, and they might take their corners elsewhere at parties, but when they're here, the greater region of Detroit, the great state of Michigan, and really the upper Midwest, I think everybody's got the best interest in mind.
I think so, too. They have to, or they won't be around long.
Yes.
David, best to Kelly, your wife.
Thank you.
Again, we didn't have time to talk about all of the amazing runs that the two of you have done all over the world, including one for the London Marathon that you actually participated in here on the island. Next time we talk.
We will.
We'll look forward to it. David Jerzak, president of Grand Hotel. We continue in Focus on WJR.